For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Prohibition is an awful flop. We like it. It can't stop what it's meant to stop. We like it. It's left a trail of graft and slime. It don't prohibit worth a dime. It's filled our land with vice and crime. Nevertheless, we're for it. That's a poem written by humorist Franklin P. Adams back in 1928. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage will be John Gator, a working police officer out of Ontario, Canada. Well, let me ask you this. I don't know the arrest rates in Canada. I know last year here in the U.S. we arrested 755,000 marijuana users.
Right.
And, you know, that seems to me a great waste of our fiscal resources and our manpower and our focus in this time of terror. Your thoughts in that regard?
I couldn't agree more with you, Dean. The rates of arrest here in Canada, I believe, is about 80,000 per year. Now, of course, Canada's population is far smaller than that in America. But these are arrests that take up an awful lot of time for officers. There's a lot of paperwork to be done, a lot of laboratory reports that have to be gotten, court time, etc. It is a diversion away from, I think, more effective methods of law enforcement, crimes that have a higher priority, burglaries, rapes. These types of things are what the police should be out either investigating or, better yet, preventing by being out driving around in the police car or walking through the shopping mall. Police shouldn't be behind the desk writing these crazy reports about marijuana usage.
Okay, so that's this week's guest on Cultural Baggage, Ontario Police Officer John Gator. And speaking of crazy reports about marijuana usage, from the Washington Post, the D.C. Department of Health has found that Greater Southeast Community Hospital failed to provide adequate care to a quadriplegic jail inmate who died in September after he was taken to the emergency room for severe breathing problems. The inmate, John Magby, died of acute respiratory failure, raising questions about his medical care as to why he was incarcerated for possession of marijuana. Magby pleaded guilty to possession of marijuana, and probation seemed to be the likely sentence, but the judge, Judith E. Retchin, noting the quadriplegic's insistence that he would continue to smoke marijuana because it made him feel better, sentenced him to jail. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.